What are you up to now?
Well, I've been just doing a few plays here and there. I'm auditioning. I was working on a film short that I had to scrap because I lost the director and equipment. But I'm still, auditioning and, being a part of this scene. It's just that the work has not been as plentiful, but that is to be expected. It's a roller coaster ride, and right now I guess I'm on one of those waves that's heading down, but I'm looking to be back up again.
Acting has got to be a tough life.
Yeah, but you know, it's something that once you're committed, it's, more about doing than earning the money. The money's nice, especially if you make enough to be able to continue to do it all the time. But, I find that I'm more concerned with having projects that I enjoy doing than to just be doing something, because when I'm not doing a project, my life gives me so much so that when I do get a job, I'm excited about what I'm going to bring to the table based on who I am, because it's all about evolving as a human. That's what I draw on. And if I have a lot to draw on, I think I can be more creative and give more.
Definitely. Any funny anecdotes that you can share with us that happened while you were filming?
Let's see. I guess on that show, there was a Christmas party, and it had a real crazy theme, and you were able to see people as they really were without the costumes, and I think people were shocked to see Ron what he really looked like. I thought that was, my date was like, where's the beast? Where's the beast? She was shocked when she actually saw him, because the makeup job was so fantastic. It really made him unrecognizable. But that's really not an anecdote, but I thought it was, interesting. I wonder, he probably has a lot more to say about that.
Well, I know, I felt the same way. He and Tim Curry in, when he played Frankenfurter.
Oh, yeah.
And I waited years to see what these actors actually look like. This was, a little bit before IMDb online. And it's like, wow, they look so different.
Yeah. But sometimes it's even without makeup, the way some actors transform.
Well, Ron, I think, is such an incredible, what I would call a nonverbal actor,
mm-hmm.
in that he can do so much with eyes and
right.
his physicality.
Yeah.
That they definitely cast well for that part.
Right.
But we just love the show so much and love talking to people that made it real.
Wow, you fans are just fantastic. I'm just getting to know a lot of you, and so I've missed out, but, the love for that show is just phenomenal. I appreciate it so much and just love the love that everyone has for it. I really do.
Well, I'm late to the party myself, and I couldn't believe that they were still discussing it.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What?
but I can see it. It's such a romantic show. The romanticism is timeless. And
but
so,
it goes beyond even the romanticism. You should be on the boards. You should take a gander at the topics we discuss. That it's the show to me is an onion. You just keep peeling different layers of it.
lot about society.
Oh, yeah. I wish there were a show like it, and I was so disappointed in the reboot that they did on CW.
Boy. Yeah, that was... Oh, I couldn't... I watched it one time. I was like, this is... It has nothing to do with the other show.
Nothing to do with Beauty and the Beast, either.
Right, yeah.
Why they bothered, I don't know, but...
Well, that's why it didn't last.
Well, it did last longer than our show, unfortunately. But I don't think...
Oh, it did? How long did it last?
4 years.
The new one lasted 4 years?
Yeah. They're going to finish off... The fourth year will finish off in the summer. This summer.
Oh, you mean it's still on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, in between hiatuses, they take long stretches off, but the fourth year is finishing in the summer, and it is over. They did make that decision, but I think the actors, quite honestly, were surprised, and it isn't the quality of our show. And the two that, strangely enough, were women in charge just totally don't get the original show. And thought they were doing it so much better, and it's like, oh my gosh, no. Do you watch your episodes?
Watched them back when they came out, but I'm not the kind of actor that likes to watch myself. I'll watch it once, but it always feels a little strange because it never feels like me.
Uh-huh.
You know? I enjoy it for looking at the finished product to see if I added something to it in such a way that, you know, moved the story and made the story interesting. But outside of that, I have no further need to look at myself.
Well, I have a theory, and I guess that... That's true of a lot of actors, and I think it also, for some actors, they're going, why are you still interested in this? And I'd like to tell them, sit down, watch the whole show, and maybe you'll start to get an understanding, but I also know that so many of them don't like to watch themselves, so... And then you shoot it so out of order.
Right.
It's like... How you ever get a sense of what the whole thing is about until you do watch it, I'll never know.
Yeah.
But I've been to George Martin's archives at Texas A&M and gathered a lot of materials from there. So some of what we get then are production schedules and things. So we're starting to see that picture of how it was actually put together, and it's just... makes it more phenomenal to me that it comes off the way it does.
Yeah.
Which,
well, you know,
speaks to your talents as actors, because you can't tell that you shot the end at the beginning.
Right, yeah. Well, that's where the work comes in. You have to sit down with that script and just really know where you are at any given moment. Sometimes you may have to deal with a lot of emotion as your first scene.
Uh-huh.
Before you even get to, what got you there. And so it's a lot of going back and forth, but that is what makes it exciting, because, you train yourself to be able to bring something up when you need it.
Well, I appreciate the time that you've given me, and I do hope that you will get back to Chicago and do some theater.
Yes. Well, Chicago is home.
We fans will come out and see you if you do.
Oh, well, I look forward to doing theater in Chicago, and it's really been a pleasure to talk with a devoted Beauty and the Beast fan like yourself. I appreciate you so much, Patricia.
Well, thank you.
And I thank you. Thank you for wanting to interview me.
Well, thank you for sharing. This will be a big hit at the summer's con when they hear from you for themselves.
Well, if I inspire anybody, you know, to love the show even more or to get off drugs or whatever, if I just help in some kind of way, I would be elated, you know. know, I already see the love for the show, but, you know, if I touch someone in more of a personal, emotional way, that's an added bonus. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Terrence.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.